outside the country, Nepalese are mobilizing in all sorts of ways to get help to the people back home. My colleague Jeb Sharp has been speaking with Nepali students at the University of Massachusetts here in Boston.
When leaders of the Nepali Student Association here at UMass Boston called an emergency meeting, they expected a handful of people to show up. Instead, nearly 40 crammed into the room they booked at the Student Activities Center. Animal Gurung is the group's president.
This is the biggest turnout we've ever had. We didn't know that everybody was going to show up, which is awesome.
That everyone includes staff from the university's counseling center and the vice provost of global programs, Skylar Corbin. I asked Corbin why he's here.
They're part of our family. UMass Boston family cares about everyone at this university, and they're facing a tragic situation back home, and we are here to help them out in any way we can. Because quite often it goes beyond just the financial support, it's the emotional support that they would need.
Emotions are certainly right on the surface. Silas Tapa is a senior from Nepal, majoring in biotech. His town of Bhaktapur was badly damaged.
My dad and mom and brother are okay, but my friends who I grew up with, they haven't notified me anything yet. And I got a call from one of my friends. His house fell down. His two younger sisters got trapped under the house, and they were yelling for help till yesterday, but today they can't hear them anymore. And they've been trying to get them out, but the house itself was so buried. It's really hard to get those little kids out from there, and they haven't heard from them now. And I'm just hoping that they're alive, at least.
Another student, Parmita Gurung, left Nepal for the U.S. when she was 8 years old. She still has vivid memories of her childhood there and strong connections to her homeland. Her relatives are living outside under the trees for now.
I was at work the other day, and I got a phone call from my uncle. And I talked with him, and he told me not to worry as much. And then he passed me the phone over to my grandmother. And she started talking to me, and I could really tell, she was trying to tell me not to, cry or worry too much, that everything was going to be fine. But I could feel the tremor in her voice, and I just broke down crying.
The other students have similar stories. Everyone's immediate family members are okay, but that doesn't mean their futures are secure. Again, Animal Gurung.
The house that my dad grew up in, it's gone. Everybody is very stressed out about people losing lives, and it happens in an earthquake, but it's way more serious than that because, yes, people died, but the people who survived, they actually have nowhere to live.
Gurung talked to his uncle on the phone. He says he could tell his uncle was trying to sound optimistic so he wouldn't worry, but it didn't work because Gurung could hear people screaming in the background. Still, he's moved by all the support Nepali students are getting on campus. The group that came to the emergency meeting spent an hour brainstorming how to raise funds and let people know about the earthquake.
It's really great to hear a lot of positive ideas. The more people there are, the more ideas we get rolling, and everybody knows something that you don't know.
Ideas like making sure money goes to bona fide charities and not scams. Asking teachers if you can speak about the earthquake for a couple of minutes at the beginning of class. Handing out information cards with links for donations. Telling personal stories so people here in the U.S. can relate to the tragedy. I listen as the students veer from pragmatic to heartbroken and back again. They are grieving hard, longing for a homeland they fear will never be the same. In the short term, they plan to cope by raising as much money as they possibly can. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Boston.